Okay, so this is the continuation of Packet 12, which was on the ending of Case of Mishnah Rinon. Rabbi Solomon broke this up into three individual shiurim. We did the first two, you know, we did one chazar for the first two, but then this last part he just did this week. So the last Tosafa is, we already dealt with Hanan Balua and the fight between the Ravid and the Mordechai, right, the Ravid's Chiluk, that by Kli Cheres were Machmir by Madinafik Mine, as opposed to the Mordechai's Chumra by Kli Cheres, that were Machmir by Hanan. We spoke about that last time. Right, they would have a Kli Cheres Chumra, just the Mordechai's was a Hanan Chumra, and the Ravid's was a Madinafik Mine Chumra. We dealt with that last time. So if you want a chaz, we can do that after. So that's, but the chiddush that Rabbi Simon taught us this, the new halacha, was the chalak between lachs and yavishas. So he quoted this from Rav Moshe, the Igros Moshe, near the Aleph, Simon Mem, Aleph, Simon Mem Aleph, and also in the Meshav Dabar from the Naziv, and they both have the same chalak, and that is like this, is that there's a difference between the way tam is emitted from a lach and from a yavish. And the chalak is like this. A yavish gives off tam. A lach is the tam. The liquid and the tam is the same. So therefore, for instance, if you have a piece of chicken that falls into something, falls into water, right? You take a pot of water, put it on the fire, put chicken in, it's going to turn into chicken soup. Okay? You can take the chicken out, it's still going to be chicken soup. Because the chicken gave off time. It gave off, and we'll assume that generally a yavish will give off time up to like 60 times itself. Right? So even if I take the yavish out, I still always need shishim keneged, whatever the size of the yavish was. Right? So if treif gets absorbed into, what are you asking? Even if treif is on the fire, and then you take out the treif, you take out the treif chicken, you take out the treif meat, you still need shishim keneged that size, because we're assuming it gave off tam 60 times to itself, even though you took out the be'en, right? Think of chicken soup, right? You take out the chicken, you still have chicken soup. This is by a yavish. By a lach, it works differently. It says Rav Moshe and says in a ziv. The lach and the yavish are the same thing. So if you could extract the lach, you see that a certain amount of lach of this liquid did not go in, you don't need shishim keneged that. Because the lach and the tam is the same. So if, let's say, something gets poured in, whatever, and you can somehow skim off some of it, you don't need shishim keneged, whatever you removed, because that tam is not there. It doesn't give off tam. It is the metzius of tam itself. So if you could somehow remove it, then you only need shishim keneged what remains, not what is taken out. As opposed to a yavish, when even if you take out the treif be'en, the treif piece, you still need shishim keneged the whole thing. Good?
Okay.
That was the chiddush. That was the extra chiddush that we added this week.